So we are reopening the appeal for 733. I'll get it. Perkins Drive. And calling the representative for the Coca-Cola bottling of Northern New England. Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor's Office, calling about an appeal of... Hello? Hey, Zach. This is Bob Vickery, Town of Colchester. Good. Good. So, what we are going to do, I'm going to put you on speakerphone. You are going to be recorded, and then we'll go around the room, introduce ourselves, and you will have some time to let us know what you think the value is and why. All right, so I'm going to put you on speaker now.
Thank you.
There?
Yep.
Great. So we're going to go around the table and introduce ourselves.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
And you are?
Zachary Kim.
Great, Zach. You have a few minutes to let us know.
Okay. Good. Well, I don't know if you guys, do you guys have a copy of the evidence in front of you guys?
Yes.
Okay, great. Awesome. So I had the pleasure of speaking with one of your assessors a few weeks back, just going over the thought process behind the revaluation, and definitely understand where everyone's coming from, and I don't think we're too far off here. I know it's been, I believe, since 2011, since your guys' revalue, so it's definitely warranted that there's a significant change in value. There's been a lot that's obviously happened in the last 15 years. I just wanted to share my point of view, and I think that we're pretty close here. There's just a couple of smaller differences. So on this, the last page of the packet, it's going to be page 6. Is where we're going to see, I did this from a Marshall and Swift valuation cost approach. So comparing to what the assessor has done, it appears that we are using a higher base cost, but then a higher depreciation percentage, which works out to fairly similar numbers across the board. But we are indicating a slight reduction in value. It still would be close to a 75-80% increase since the 2011 value. Our requested value is going to be $5,758,885. And you can see that is derived by taking, we've got a industrial storage warehouse that is, we have a wall height multiplier increasing the cost roughly 28%. We have adjustments for the current cost of construction materials, local cost multipliers, as well as the year built, with a building life expectancy of 40 years, showing a depreciation value of 54% for a building that's almost 30 years old. And then you have the interior office space build out for that, as well as a secondary storage warehouse built in 1987, slightly shorter walls with a 13% increase for the wall height multiplier. Again, you have your perimeter multipliers, current cost multipliers, and local cost adjustments, as well as the industrial interior office space with that. Then you have your miscellaneous tanks and pumps, canopies and porches, building air conditioning. That we just decided to non-contest that, take it exactly as the the assessor has already done a lot of work putting that together. And then we have the site improvement of the asphalt on site as well. Now, something I just wanted to kind of bring to attention here as I was doing a little bit more research and stuff while we're waiting, is there's something called the FRED, which is a producer price index by industry, specifically for industrial or warehouse construction. And so there's a base cost that is put together by the Federal Reserve every year for national price indexes. And looking back in 2011, for this type of building, it was at about 125.4. Currently, around April of 2026, it was closer to about 239. So close to what the assessor was doing in terms of an increase during that year, which makes sense. But then we do have to account for additional depreciation that occurs in that time frame. So yes, there is a, you know, 85 to 95% increase in cost of constructions and materials and land value. But then we do need to back out things like depreciation, regardless of what you think the effective age is with renovations and whatnot and upkeep over the years. The difference, looking at Marshall and Swift's depreciation table for commercial properties, for 15 years for a property between 40 and 55 year expected life, you know, if you take the difference of something that is 29 years old and back to 14 years old, most of the time that's anywhere from about a 15 to 20% increase in depreciation. So when you subtract that out from the consumer price index increase in value, you get somewhere around a 70 to 80% conservatively increase in value, which is very close to the value that I brought to you guys today. So I think combined with the Marshall and Swift approach to value, looking at taking into account, you know, consumer price indexes as well as additional depreciation that has occurred over the past 15 years, I think that it's still a very fair value that we're requesting today. It would result in, I think, just over a 75 or 76% increase in value, which I think lines up with the market data.
Great. Thanks, Zach. What was the time location factor you used?
What was that?
What was the time location factor you used from the Marshall
Swift? Time and location?
Yep. Did you use an adjustment for location for Marshall Swift?
Yeah. So the location, local cost multiplier is a 5% upward adjustment for the storage warehouse, a 7% upward adjustment for the interior office space, and then construction costs. And this is, these multipliers, the way Marshall and Swift works is it's versus the national average. So for the respective quarter or year. So a one is the national average. Anything above one is above average. Anything below one is below average. So you guys, this local cost multiplier is for the industrial area is 5% above the national average. The interior office space is 7% above the national average. On top of that, we have a 28% upward adjustment for wall height on the first building and 13% upward adjustment for the second building.
And your depreciation, that was from Marshall Swift's depreciation tables?
Yes, sir.
And you did not, did you look at current market for depreciation? Age of buildings?
Current local market? Marshall, what was that?
Did you look at the current local market to determine depreciation?
Well, depreciation is a national schedule of commercial property.
Right, but in different areas in the country and the state, you can have a building that's 50 years old, and when you look at the actual sale prices of those buildings, you know, a building in Ginning County, Vermont, that's 50 years old is going to sell different than a building that's in Worcester, Mass, that's 50 years old, for the same building. So the market depreciation is different from the depreciation in Marshall and Swift. So I'm asking you, did you look at the market depreciation as well?
I would say that would be looking at things from a sales comparison approach. I'm looking at this from a physical depreciation approach and a cost approach. So okay. It's a replacement cost new minus physical depreciation. If we're talking about location and how that's affected on physical depreciation, I would say somewhere in the Northeast with a lot of snow would incur a lot more corrosion on a metal building versus somewhere in like Arizona. But Marshall and Swift does not adjust depreciation timeline schedules for location. It does for construction costs and for local construction cost multipliers, which have been taken into account.
Okay. Any questions? Any other questions?
I don't have any.
No.
Okay. I think we're all set. What we'll do is we'll deliberate.
Okay.
Go into the deliberative session. We will send the Coca-Cola Company, Bottling Company of Northern New England, a results agreements notice. That'll come out in a few weeks. By statute, we have to have it out within 14 days of the close of the hearings. And we're looking to close the hearings around July 8th.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, everyone, for your time, and hope you have a great 4th of July.
Great.
You
Thank
too.
You. It's good evidence. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Of course. Have a great day.
Right.
Thank you for your time.
And your thoughts?
My thoughts are we use the local adjustment for depreciation, and we use a local adjustment for the cost of construction. Marshall Swiss, great for a general.
Very
get
general.
In the ballpark.
It's a huge brush.
Yeah.
What did he say? Tread? Thread? What was he referring to? What?
Thread or
it's
what,
like
what's
the
that?
It's the federal, it's basically like the Marshall Swiss, but the feds put it out.
Okay. And
so
you,
it's a cost.
Like, so,
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't know. That's curious.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a broad brush.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a couple different ones. And Marshall Swift is kind of the industry standard. But you have to look at the actual selling prices of the buildings. And even in the towns I've used Marshall Swift, we've always used a local adjustment for depreciation. We've never used the actual Marshall Swift depreciation because the market, we're looking for a market price, not a replacement cost. That's our spiel on that one.
I did the 80% and it still only comes out to 588,760, which is, you know, 130,000 more than what they're asking for.
Well, is it 56%?
I mean, there's a $634,000 difference there.
Yeah.
Do you arbitrarily just throw them a crumb? For
no.
$200,000, you don't. Just look at it. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Everybody drinks Coca-Cola.
You tell him
we want
a truckload of Diet Coke delivered.
Okay. We are right.
Now we're late.
We're late for Mr. Horton. I'll see if anybody's there.
Cola was fun.
So Jackie Horton is the next one. 9:40. She said she cannot attend. Last minute on Friday, she dropped off these documents supporting.
Okay.
So I did not have time to make copies of them. They're also stapled. So, but she said just.